Hey everyone, what's up? It's Jeff from Modern Combat and Survival, and welcome to podcast episode number 268. Okay, so if you've been checking out our podcast for a while, you'll notice that periodically, I'll do a special interview with one of our experts in our network about strategies that they use to live a more tactical lifestyle. And this is an area that I'm really passionate about, and I've learned so much from a variety of backgrounds and disciplines among our guests. And I'm talking about like from police officers to Navy SEALs, and sometimes just some of the people that you and I see on television or in the magazines who I know really walk the talk. Well, when you think about it, an attack, or any crisis for that matter, is really an event, and it could all take place in just a matter of seconds. And the outcome of that crisis or attack could literally mean life or death. And it's most likely going to be your actions that are the deciding vote on which way things go. Now, this is why I spend so much of my time in my own life learning, practicing, training, and frankly, taking advantage of these types of interviews to stay as prepared and ready for action as I possibly can be for my safety as well as for my family's. Well, last week I interviewed my friend and former CIA agent, Jason Hansen, for our New World Patriot Alliance members' monthly masterclass. And I grilled him on some of the special considerations that he makes in living a tactically aware and ready lifestyle. And he had some really great tips for our members. So what I want to do for our podcast this week was give you a taste of that interview with a short segment where Jason and I talk about one of my favorite topics, everyday carry gear. Now, if you're currently an NWPA member, the entire workshop recording is in the members area, waiting for you to go and download and listen to all of Jason's tips. If you're not an NWPA member, we are still taking in new members right now. So if you give the program a test drive, you can get access to all the video lessons and a big chunk of our past masterclass interviews right now, including this one with Jason. All you need to do is go on over to www.newworldpatriot.org for more details there. But for now, let's go ahead and skip our regular intro and just jump right into this week's podcast episode, talking about EDC gear or everyday carry gear with Jason.
Listen, everybody, if you don't already know, Jason is a former police officer who set his sights toward the Central Intelligence Agency, spending nearly a decade in the CIA, earning two exceptional performance awards and distinguishing himself among the other CIA ops personnel. And he left the CIA to start a family, and Jason continued his research and work using the CIA skills that he developed to adapt them for civilian use so that citizens could be better prepared for everything from protecting yourself and those you love from a violent criminal attack to surviving during times of civil unrest and martial law. Now, he's been featured on television Shark Tank, where he won a deal for bringing his skills and spy gear to a wider market. And his book, Spy Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is a bestseller that frankly should be in everyone's library to help you live a more tactical lifestyle and master those secrets of escape and evasion for worst case scenarios. Now you can learn more about Jason and his work over his website at www.spysurvivaltraining.com. So Jason, this is, I think people have probably gotten a good view now from like my goals, because as I've kind of developed more and more of my own tactical lifestyle, if you will, I've really gotten into the lifestyle portion of it. And a lot of our podcasts now and our master classes for our members, they really focus more on like what we do on a daily basis. Some of it is about skills, some of it's about technique, some of it's about, you know, how do you do this skill better or that skill better. But for me, like, it's really about how do we prevent those things, and then how do we develop a lifestyle that really kind of gives us more focus on being better prepared, on being a better protector for ourselves as well as for our family. So I found this is like a really hot topic for me, and I know people are going to get a lot out of this, but mm-hmm. I like to get different people's perspectives on this, from police to military, and then, of course, you bring a unique perspective to the entire industry that is really not out there front and center. And so I'm really looking to dig into your experience, your training, and everything that you've developed here. So let's go ahead and jump into this now. I mean, I know that you're a big advocate for like escape and evasion gear. And I mean, when you think about it, if we look at the lifestyle of an overseas spy, and I mean, that's kind of like, you know, putting quotes around it, but I want people to really understand that these are operations that go on where you as a field agent, you could potentially be in dangerous territory at any one time or place, and you have to be prepared for the threat that presents itself right then and there. So as a soldier myself, like usually we have a target. Like, we have a mission, and we're well prepared. We have our operations orders. We know all of our gear. We know what we're going in with. We know our personnel. And there's not a lot of real surprises a lot of time on the battlefield. We're that prepared, and we're there in numbers. But you're oftentimes just a person in a dangerous location, and the gear you have on you, it's not like you're going to be strapped up with magazines and carrying an AR-15 down the street of whatever country you might be in. So you have to be more covert with the gear that you wear. And when it comes to everyday carry gear, that's been a big thing now, even in like the firearms magazines and the more tactical magazines out there. And so I really wanted to get your perspective on everyday carry gear. And I know you don't have to go like head to toe down what you have like all strapped up alongside of you, but I would like to know, like, what are maybe like the top, I don't know, maybe give us like maybe the top five or so pieces of CIA level type everyday carry gear that really does apply to the average, you know, protector citizen that's out there.
Well, you just made a good point. It depends on if you're in the intelligence world, in the spy world, let's say. It depends on where you're going, meaning sometimes you may not have a gun on you. Sometimes you might have a gun. Sometimes you're going to have very few pieces of gear because you got to blend in so much that if somebody searches you, they can't find it. So it's always a case-by-case basis. You know, again, sometimes I did have a gun on me, and these days I carry concealed every day. But you mentioned lifestyle earlier, and so I am more practical, I guess, meaning I carry concealed every day, but most of the time, if I'm just running to the grocery store somewhere in my small town, because I live in a small town in Utah, I'm going to have my SIG P365 in my front pocket. That's what you're going to find me with a lot of the time. Now, because I live in a small town in Utah, I'm surrounded by mountains, and I'll go up in the mountains, we'll go off-roading, whatever it may be. And when I'm doing that, I'll have the SIG P365 in my pocket, but then I'll have a 1911 on my hip. Or I'll have, you know, a Walther PPQ or some other gun on my hip, so I'll be having two guns. Now, as far as CIA quote-unquote type gear, I wear a belt, and my belt has hidden compartments in it, and it looks just like a regular gun belt. So, you know, I bought it because it is used for concealed carry. But I'll have a bobby pin in there because bobby pins you can use to pick locks, you can use to escape handcuffs. I'll have a hair barrette in there because hair barrettes you can use to escape handcuffs. I will have a lockpick set. Two tools are all you need. So all you need is a tension wrench and an L rake, and that fits easily in my belt because they're flat and small. Cash. Cash is king. So that's just, I can't emphasize enough that you've got to have cash all over you. I mean, I've had to bribe the police overseas to get out of a jam, and I know many other people too. So especially if you travel to Mexico, but wherever you're going, always have cash on you. You never know if you're going to have to bribe because there's a lot of corrupt police officers overseas all over the world. And then I'd say last is the handcuff key. I mean, I have the other items to help me escape handcuffs, but I'm always going to try and take the easy way out if I can. And if heaven forbid they don't take my handcuff key, I'm going to obviously use that versus having to use a bobby pin or hair barrette. So those are some of the things that you'll find on me on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. I have had to bribe my way out of Mexico as well. I've had to bribe my way into Mexico, and then I've had to bribe my way out of Mexico as well. But, we did a podcast before, because I don't know if you remember this or not, but my son was going on an overseas trip to Ecuador, and I had asked you, like, okay, I want my son to be prepared as well, and he's really big in everyday carry gear, and you brought up cash. And one thing that I learned from you during that podcast interview was to carry a $100 bill on you. And that, like, really, yeah, that was a big surprise for me. And just maybe you could tell people, like, what is it about a $100 bill that, you know, why? I mean, most people think when you say you carry cash with, yeah, I've got $5 in my pocket. What was it about the $100 bill that was important?
Sure. So I always carry a minimum $300 in cash on me. Most of it's $20 bills, but there's always one $100 bill. And that's because you never know when you're going to have to shove a $100 bill in somebody's face and say, let me out your back door, or give me a ride, or let me through this restaurant out the back door. And I don't care who you are, especially overseas, if you shove a $100 bill in someone's face and all they have to do is grab it and let you run out their back door, they're going to do it. So it's a great way to motivate people.
Yeah. it definitely gets attention, right? You're not used to seeing a $100 bill, so it's definitely a break state moment there. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you have it, folks. Just a few cool tips to evaluate your own everyday carry gear loadout and adjust as you see fit. Again, for the rest of the interview, as well as other masterclass workshops, and even take part in our one-on-one coaching program, go ahead and check out all the New World Patriot Alliance member benefits over at www.newworldpatriot.org. And until our next Modern Combat and Survival broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
This has been Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.